Just a short, brief vote on the Parsha from the Degel Machne Ephraim, the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. The daughter of the Baal Shem Tov was Udel. Her son was Reb Ephraim of Siddiklov. He was the author of the Sefer Degel Machne Ephraim. In his Sefer, he brings a lot of stuff he heard from his grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, directly. He was raised in the Baal Shem Tov's house. He mentions a very interesting interpretation of the pasuk. V'layizach ha'choshen me'al ha'efeit. The Torah tells us that the Kohen Gadol has to wear an ephod, which is like an apron he wears in the back and ties it in the front. And then there's the choshen, the breastplate, which he hangs on his neck and is tied to the ephod on the bottom and on the top, on the two belts that come up. The Torah gives all instructions how to fix and make the choshen stable by attaching it to the ephod. And the Torah says, "V'lo yizach ha'choshen mal ha'ephod." The choshen should never be moved from its permanent and fixed attachment to the ephod. Some meina ha'mitzvahs, people that give us the counting of mitzvahs, they cite this as one of the mitzvahs. Lo yizach, it's an aver, it's an isur. Not to make sure that the choshen is not separated from the ephod. They have to be constantly connected to each other. It says the Degel Machne Ephraim, everything in the Torah, including these esoteric mitzvahs that we deal with in these Torah portions, which seem not to be very relevant to us today. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Mishkan, we don't have a Kohen Gadol wearing these clothes. But he says everything in the Torah is eternal and has meaning. So we have to read the Parsha and also interpret it into our own lives. So he says like this, the Ephod is spelled Aleph Fei Dalet. Pei Dalet is 84, and the Aleph is another one, that's 85. That's Pei Hei, that's Peh. Peh means the mouth. The mouth of a person with which you speak. And then there is Choshen. Choshen, as we know, is placed by the heart, right in front of the heart of the Kohen Gadol. And says that the Choshen was connected, symbolized the heart. How we serve Hashem with the heart. When it says, Lo yizach ha'choshen mal ha'efeit, you can read it that the heart should not be moved from the mouth. Meaning, is what Chazal teaches us, that a person, when you speak, you shouldn't be like you speak one thing and in your heart you feel something else. What people call in English like a hypocrite. You're not saying what you really feel. Right? You're being deceptive in your speech. It should be piv v'libay shavin. The heart should be consistent with what you say with your mouth. This is in mundane things. When it comes to Avedis Hashem, when you daven, or you learn. So when you daven, as it happens often, we say the words, but our heart is somewhere else. So the Lo yizach ha'choshen mal ha'efeit teaches us, a Yid has an Aveda, he has a special Aveda that he needs to make sure that the heart, the Kavanas HaLev, is totally in sync with the words that you utter, that you're focusing on the words, and you know what you're saying, and you're totally vested into the words of the davening. La yizach ha'choshen mal ha'efeit.